701-258-0550. You're on the K-Fire Cafe. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, I just want to commend these two young guys. I tell you what, you know, these are these two guys are pretty enlightening young guys that, you know, you think people these age, they're not, you know, really involved or they don't even care about this stuff. These guys here are trying to drain the swamp right here in North Dakota, and I think that they should get the credit that they deserve. And keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Definitely appreciate that.
More proof than not, every millennial is out there eating Tide Pods.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I don't know exactly what Cody eats at
night. Two of the three gentlemen in here with me would probably not be eating Tide Pods. Now, they could figure out which one I'm referring to that might actually be eating it.
Well,
Tide Pod, but
I really appreciate that sentiment because, you know, one of the difficulties about this is that the three of us sitting here really support the police department. And again, we were actually really proud of the police department. And I think that's what, if you look at the emails, what triggered this is that, you know, we recognize that there were a number of officers who signed this petition and who wanted to see change in the government. And they have a First Amendment right to do that. And so then when we saw that they were being singled out again, and I think it's important to point out, it wasn't city employees that were being singled out. It wasn't Parks Department. These were our police officers, people you should be able to trust.
I got plenty of questioning as to why I ever allowed any of you on here. I wonder why they let me on here. but hey, they're still giving me the check. I'm still showing up for work. No, here's my thing. It wasn't a petition to burn anyone at the stake. It was a petition to put into place a recall election to see if people were happy or not happy with the performance of the mayor, whether he should be replaced.
That's true.
Doesn't matter who it is or whatever. And so if you can't sign that petition, and of course, me in my position at K-Fire, wait a minute, we're talking about the mayor of our city of license. Of course, I'm going to have I can't sweep that kind of a discussion under a rug. And why would I? Mm-hmm. Number one. Number two, why not sign it? And I don't believe I've actually said this to Mike Seminary. I'd be happy to. I have said this to a number of other people. Were I him, I would have grabbed the cameras, I would have had Facebook Live, and I'd have been down at Cody's place signing the thing and going, I'm looking forward to hearing what people have to say.
I'll tell you what he did instead. When we tried reaching out to him online, he went ahead and blocked us.
Which we're still blocked. I'm still blocked. I still can't communicate.
They claim that he doesn't use social media for politics, but there he is.
Hashtag Mayor Bismarck.
Yeah, he's running around using his social media and announcing coffees with the mayor, and I wouldn't know otherwise unless people told me that this was going on.
Okay, I just signed your petition. It doesn't mean I'd invite you over for Christmas dinner or anything like that.
No,
but
he's using it as a form of communication.
Because here's the thing. If that let's say the recall happened and he won the recall, if what he really wanted to accomplish would have had zero credibility for the rest of your lives around here. Oh, you guys were those guys.
Yeah.
We sure wouldn't be sitting here talking about a list of nine officers.
Right.
And again, that's not what we were looking for. We're trying to wave the flags to everybody in Bismarck that we have uncovered some horrendous, horrendous corruption. And we have people in positions of leadership that are lying to us on social media, trying to make it seem like that something is different than the way it actually is.
I think they call that gaslighting.
And not only that, but that also puts into question, if this is something that he's going to lie about, that puts into question anything else, any other case or anything that he's been working on in the public side as an officer. You know, people expect this person to tell the truth. And now there's record of him on social media doing quite the contrary.
Yeah. And in a whole broad spectrum of the whole thing is that the city, this, you know, city, county, state, everything, just like that caller said, we do definitely need to drain the swamp on a local level. And this isn't a Democrat, Republican thing. It is bad leadership versus real, honest leadership.
Yeah, the thing is, this is the closest thing to direct democracy that you can get, which is typically a liberal issue.
Oh, definitely.
Direct
yeah.
democracy.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we were asking for, direct democracy. Let's give, you know, and we're, Bismarck is a home rule charter. It literally says the power is in the people, not in the city council, not in the mayor, in the people. It is a direct democracy city. And that's all we were trying to do is give that the people of Bismarck a chance to voice, you know, their thoughts on all of this.
Which, yeah, it's and should we still be talking about this after all this time?
I mean, yes.
Yes.
It's only been a year.
But some people are going to say, hey, you guys should just let it go. You're not whatever. But when you have problems like this, you don't just let it go. Because the idea of this, as we've talked before, North Dakota Nice, where we just go, oh, well, I know this person. He's a good guy. Or you guys shouldn't do this because I know him. He goes to my church or something along those lines. Or this is about holding accountability.
We have people in our community that are driving vehicles into our police officers. We have people in our community that are swinging around machetes at Walmart. I mean, people wake up.
And yeah,
we also have $222 million in debt. We have no money to address these issues. Yeah. Our leadership has absolutely failed us.
Our crime rate is up, I think, 49% in Bismarck last we checked. And yeah, you know, and they're worried about a new pop-up pathway.
That's right. That's right.
I mean,
they are so concerned on wanting to build new bars, new restaurants, reinvigorate downtown. Well, we can have the most beautiful, vibrant downtown anybody's ever had. But what does it matter if people don't feel safe walking outside?
Hey, if people want to open bars and restaurants, I'm not going to oppose that.
No, I'm not either. But our government should not be concentrating on that. The free market should be concentrating on that.
A vibrant downtown where traffic lights might fall on you.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
451, thanks for the call here. 1-800.